Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, My Sister's Affair with My Husband, A Marriage of Betrayal. Infidelity and Revenge Romance is a contemporary romance novel by Ella Amafa and part of the Her Marriage in Crisis series. Published as an English-language Kindle ebook, it belongs to a highly specific subgenre built around marriage breakdown, hidden infidelity, family betrayal, and revenge. The story centers on the emotional shock that follows a wife discovering that her husband is involved with her own sister, and it develops that crisis through secrecy, confrontation, and the threat of retaliation. Rather than focusing on idealized romance, the book uses domestic conflict to examine how trust collapses when betrayal comes from both a spouse and a sibling. Its purpose is primarily dramatic and emotional to deliver high-stakes relationship fiction that appeals to readers who want intense plot turns, moral tension, and a strong sense of personal reckoning. Within its category, the novel stands out for combining family betrayal with the revenge romance structure that defines the series. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, marriage betrayal is framed as a double collapse of trust. The book's central conflict is not simply infidelity, but the destruction of two of the most intimate bonds in the protagonist's life at once. A husband's affair is already a severe violation, but the fact that the other woman is her sister turns the story into a layered betrayal that affects both marriage and family identity. This matters because the emotional damage is broader than romantic disappointment. The heroine must confront the collapse of her domestic life, her sibling relationship, and her sense of who can be trusted. That structure gives the novel its core tension. The reader is not only watching a cheating scandal unfold, but also seeing how betrayal becomes social and psychological, touching every part of the protagonist's world. In this kind of romance fiction, the double betrayal creates stronger stakes than a standard love triangle, because the wounded character has no obvious safe place to recover. Secondly, secrecy and surveillance drive the revenge narrative. A notable feature of the story is the use of hidden observation, including the idea of placing cameras and watching for proof. This shifts the novel from pure emotional reaction into calculated response. The heroine does not simply discover betrayal and collapse. She begins to gather evidence, protect herself, and manage appearances while planning what comes next. That approach is important because it changes the power balance. Secret surveillance gives her information that the betrayers do not know she has, which allows the plot to move from helplessness to strategy. In revenge romance, this kind of mechanism is more than a plot device. It shows how knowledge becomes a form of control when trust has already been destroyed. The story also uses secrecy to heighten suspense, since the heroine must continue acting like a loving wife while privately preparing for confrontation. That contrast between surface calm and hidden calculation is one of the book's main dramatic engines. Thirdly, the novel uses performative intimacy to heighten emotional irony. One of the more distinctive aspects of the book is the heroine's need to maintain the appearance of normal marital affection while internally processing betrayal. The described behavior of kissing her husband goodbye and behaving like a devoted wife creates a sharp irony between what is publicly visible and what is privately true. This is effective because it intensifies the emotional pressure without requiring constant confrontation scenes. The reader understands that every small act of tenderness has changed meaning once betrayal is known. In a marriage in crisis story, this kind of performative intimacy is especially important because it shows how relationships can continue on the surface after they have already failed in substance. It also illustrates the emotional labor involved in betrayal recovery. The wounded spouse often has to hide pain, collect facts, and wait for the right moment to act. The tension does not come only from the affair itself, but from the effort required to keep functioning while the relationship is collapsing. Fourthly, family dynamics are used to expand the scope of the conflict. Although the story is built around a marriage, it gains much of its force from the involvement of the wider family. The sister is not a distant outsider. She is part of the protagonist's closest relational network, which makes the betrayal feel embedded in the family structure rather than isolated within the marriage. That choice matters because it allows the novel to explore favoritism, rivalry, and the emotional damage caused when private loyalty is broken in a public family setting. In this kind of romance, family members are not background figures. They are part of the crisis itself. The betrayal becomes harder to escape because it affects gatherings, memory, and identity. Readers drawn to this series typically want stories in which domestic life is the central battlefield. And this book fits that model by showing how intimate betrayal spreads beyond the couple. The result is a story about relational systems under stress, not just a single affair. That broader frame makes the revenge element feel more justified and more socially complex. Lastly, it reflects the series' formula of crisis, exposure, and retribution. As Book 25 in Her Marriage in Crisis, the novel follows a recognizable formula that has become a defining feature of the series. The pattern combines marital deception, a shocking reveal, emotional devastation, and the possibility of revenge or a new romantic future. This structure gives the book a clear promise to readers: a high conflict setup followed by escalation rather than quiet reconciliation. The series' identity also matters because it signals that the book is part of a larger pattern of betrayal-centered romance rather than a standalone domestic drama. That positioning helps explain its appeal to readers who like recurring themes, sharp emotional premises, and fast-moving relationship conflict. The novel stands out within the subgenre because it pushes the betrayal premise into especially personal territory by using a sister as the other woman and by emphasizing strategic revenge rather than passive suffering. In practical terms, that makes it representative of the series while also giving it a particularly volatile emotional hook. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want intense contemporary romance built around betrayal, family conflict, and revenge rather than conventional courtship. It will especially appeal to fans of marriage and crisis fiction, traumatic infidelity plots, and stories where the betrayed heroine regains agency through observation, planning, and confrontation. The main value of the novel is emotional and thematic. It explores how trust breaks down when both a spouse and a sibling are involved, and it uses that setup to create sustained tension instead of a quick scandal reveal. Compared with similar books in the genre, it stands out for combining a highly personal betrayal with the series' trademark of calculated retaliation and layered domestic drama. The result is a fast, conflict-driven romance that prioritizes shock, moral reckoning, and power reversal. Readers looking for subtle realism or low-conflict relationship fiction will not find that here, but readers who enjoy high-stakes soap opera-style storytelling will find it effective within its category. Its distinctiveness comes from how directly it turns private betrayal into a larger battle over dignity, loyalty, and control. If you would like to support Ella Amafa, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.